Parshat Vayechi, the brachos of Yaakov Avinu to his children, to the Shvatim. So Shimon and Levi together get a bracha, or nezifa, or a bracha. Shimon v'Levi achim klei chomas mecher esayim. V'soydim atov einach shibikol amateichat poedi ki v'apam ha'gvish v'soydim ikushon. Or apam ki oz v'vasom ki kashos ha'chakim yakev v'vitem Yisrael. He's Kinira giving them terchacha for their kas. This is Orr Apam Kiyoz. Rashi points out that Bilam, he says, Ma'okav Leikov Akel, that even when there was time for terchacha, they didn't give him a klala, they didn't actually speak to the person. He spoke to the Mido. Orr Apam Kiyoz. The Rishonim say, the Torah in his Pirush Aruch, he says that he's actually mamish speaking to the kas. He says, he says, it doesn't mean that I'm going to disperse Levi, Shimon and Levi in Klal Yisrael. It means I'm going to disperse their kas in Klal Yisrael. There's so much kas, it's too much for two Shvatim. He's going to take that kas and disperse it in Yisrael. Either way, it's interesting to note that at the end of Hamisha Chum Shetoyah, when it comes to Parshas Zeis HaBracha, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu gives brachas to Klal Yisrael, to the Shvatim. And Chazal point out that all the brachas of Yaakov are all the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu are in the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. However, there's one difference that it seems. There's no mention of Shimon b'chal. Rashi points out that he got a bracha He didn't have his own girl b'chal, and he didn't give him a bracha b'chal. Shimon doesn't get a bracha, and Levi gets a bracha. And not just any bracha, Imamish gets a good few psukim together. What was the difference, the chara, between Shimon and Levi? It seems that what happened after this bracha of Yaakov Avinu is that Kiilu, and you can say it, that Levi took the Dvarim Lelev. He took the things to his heart. He took the Teichocha that Yaakov Avinu gave him, and that was it. He didn't mess up again. And not only did he not mess up in the Meraglim, he wasn't a chilek of the Meraglim, not only did he not mess up by the ego, it says, V'yes for love, kol b'nei Levi, and mikansha kol ashev et kosher. The truth is, if you look at the Sforna in the Zeis HaBracha, I think the Mashal says it also, could be it's from a Chazal, that all the ve'yanasu oisi ze eser pomim, all the 10 times that Klal Yisrael v'yanasu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levi wasn't a chilek of any of them. They weren't a chelik of any of them. And the truth is, if you look at the bracha of Levi in the Zeis HaBracha, that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to say. That he wasn't a chelik of any of the Asher Nisisei B'Masa, Terivei Omei Merivo, Omei Merlovi B'Limo Le'Risi, is by the ego, and all the Nisirinus that were negated to that Klal Yisrael, the Minasu Oisi, the Aser Pamim, that Levi wasn't a chelik of it b'chlal. Not only that, they mauled their kids. Not everybody else mauled their kids. But that means that after the teichocha of Yaakov Avinu to Shimon and Levi, Levi took it to heart and became the bechir Hashem. They weren't a chelik of the chatorim that happened in the midbar. The truth is that it says at the end of the Birchas Yaakov. Sounds like that every person got a bracha. And the Mefarshim asked that not everybody got a bracha. This is the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to the Shvatim. Every person got their bracha. Rashi really points out, Yesh Meir Shelo Yibarcham, El Kintron. So Rabbi Yerucham says that what's a bracha? A bracha is to be able to be makir, to use your kreches properly. Everybody has kreches, specific midos and kreches that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave them, and to be able to use those properly, to fulfill your potential, and use your kreches to the greatest degree, that's the biggest bracha. Now, unfortunately, not everybody knows what their kreches are, and not everybody knows what their midos are. The very fact that Yaakov Avinu was able to point out to the Shvatim what their midas were, that's the biggest bracha itself. To know what to focus on, to know what your midah is, that was the biggest bracha. B'meila, Yaakov Avinu pointed out to him, Or apam kiyoz, evrasam kikoshal. So that's where your nekudas nisoyan is. That's why you're here for. And B'meila, you could take that koyach that koyach of kas, that azuz kilu, and turn it into azuz the kedusha. And v'yes v'olav kol b'nei Levi, v'ha'imer l'ovim l'imer l'arisim, right, they killed their own relatives when it came to the eagle. They're able to use that koyach for avodas Hashem. To know this is your mokim where there is banisayin. To know this is the place that you have to invest your koyches. That's the biggest bracha. And Reb Tzadik says that every person Betzim has something that they came here for. Every person has a nekuda that they're here to be mezakin. Thing is that not every person always knows what the nekuda is that they're here to be mezakin. The Reb Ruchin would say that every person has one midah that they are, of all their midahs, one midah that's their ikur midah that they have to be mezakin. And he says, Mitzacheni, a person has a midah which is stronger than every other midah, a midah toivah, which is stronger than every other midah, and that's really usually that midah, they parallel each other. One is if you're able to use the midah that you're strong in to be mesakin the other midah. It says most of the other midahs, Rav Olbe would say, he says, I didn't hear the pshat from Rabbi Yocham of why it is that way, that everybody has one midah that they're a shalim in. He says, Kinira the Vardas, that everybody has a chelek elakami mal. And a chelek elakami mal means that the chilek that you have from the Ribbono Shel'olam is going to be perfect, because the Ribbono Shel'olam is shalom b'chol minei shleimus. There's no way that Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no chesaron in the Ribbono Shel'olam. So if a person has a chilek elakam imal, with that chilek, that shurish of his neshama that's come from the Ribbono Shel'olam is going to be perfect. The meal of that midah is going to be a perfect midah. I once asked him, how do you find this midah? He used to speak about it in the mirror often. So let's say you don't know what your midah is. What are you supposed to do? He said, keep a little pamphlet, keep a little notebook with you, and jot down the midas that come up. He says, after a while, you notice that the truth is that a person is pays attention a little bit. He should know over the course of his what his strong midas are, where his strong midas toivis are, and where his mokim for nisayin is. And it's there that a person has the that's really what he's here to be mesakin. Every person is here to be mesakin v'mila. It shouldn't be something which is, it's hard to be mekabel terchacho, but when a person realizes that that's why he's here, and every person is put here with a reason, then it doesn't make it as difficult. There's maybe two reasons that it's difficult for people to be kavul teichacha. The first one is kasheid atzmacha tchila. Who do you think you are to tell me? I told Kareb ben Einecho, you're telling me to be mesakin myself. Do you know what you have to be mesakin? Who do you think you are to give me teichacha? And Beitam Rebbe Chazal married this nekuda, and they said already 200 years ago that there's never from Chaim Lashon, they say that there's no one that in this door that can really give teichacha properly. But a person has to realize, if a person would realize that the person that's given teichacha is doing it for his own benefit, then it's looked at totally differently. If you realize that it's not, he's not coming to counter, he's not coming to now, obviously you have to find such a person. You have to find that person that you feel that he's not being mekanter you. Sometimes, you know, your chavrusa is giving you a techocha for something, and you think that he's just trying to put you down. You have to really believe in the person that he's out for your best interest. But somebody that realized it, Rav Olbe said when he came to Mir in Europe, says that his roommate told him, he said that the Rabbi Yerucham used to hold me. He said, but he doesn't hold me anymore. He says, how do you know? He said, how do I know? He says, because when I first came, he used to make minced meat of me. He used to give it to me over my head for anything that I did wrong. He says, now he talks to me nicely. He says, Kinir, that he gave up on me. In other words, he was makir that Rabbi Yerucham, when he was tough with him, was for a reason. Yeah, maybe it doesn't go in this door. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda we're just trying to bring out is that you have to be by the person and think that he's out for your best. Rav Dessler says that when he was a little boy, he broke a kli. He broke something in the house. The kitzer, his mother gave him a punishment, put him into the corner, whatever it was. It was in a... Then, a little while later, one of the chickens that they had was flapping around, flapped onto the table, smashed a bunch of glasses, and the mother picks up the chicken, takes the chicken outside, puts him outside, gives him some food, and that's it. He says, I wish I was a chicken. So look what happens, I get patched for breaking it, and he breaks a bunch of glasses, and nothing happens. So until I got a little bit older and I realized that they don't expect too much from the chicken. He's not going to turn into too much. You don't have any expectations from a mela. He doesn't. There's no reason to give a punishment because you're not expecting anything. When you're expecting more from me, when you believe in me, and when you're expecting more, then in a chanami, then there's a reason to give a punin, there's a reason to give teichacha. So a person is makir, he has somebody, he doesn't have to be a rebbe, doesn't have to be, you're fine. The kenei lecha chaver ben yirna says is that to have somebody that you could speak things out with to them. Tell me if there's anything that has to be mistaken. Some people don't like doing that. No, find somebody. There are plenty of people that'll be fine telling you. But you have to find the right type of person that you feel that he's fine telling you, and you also think that he's telling you for your benefit, and not just look how good I am and look what you have to be mistaken. That's the first nekuda, and you can find such people. The second nekuda is that nobody likes to admit that they did anything wrong. If you give me teichacha, that means that there's something that I have to be misakin. If there's something to be misakin, that means that there's something that I'm doing wrong. And nobody likes to say that they're doing anything wrong. I was once by Barry Klein's Shlita's house on Purim. And his father, Olam HaShalom, was there eating the Suda. And I don't know why me, but he pulled me over. He says, "What are the three most important words in marriage?" So I said, "That's easy. I love you." He says, "No, that's not it." I said, "I am sorry." He says, "No, that's not it either." So I said, "Okay, you tell me. What is it?" He said, "I was wrong." Those are the three most important words in marriage. To be able to say, "I was wrong." "I am sorry" means jump in the lake. This is the way that it is, right? And to be able to, you know, stare the person in the face and say, "Yes, I did something wrong. I was wrong." Even if you weren't. "I was wrong." Certainly if you were. To be able to say it, that's the hakara, and that's what's difficult for a person to do. And memela, it definitely takes some maturity. But if you realize that this is for your benefit, Rabbi Kiva was moisif ava to the person that gave him techocha, that person gave him pech, because you realize this for his benefit, and you realize you're here for your benefit, and there's no reason to feel bad. We're all here, no one's perfect, and Mimela, somebody that's going to take the Techocha to heart, like Levi, will be able to change himself totally for the better. It says, "Bekomim alai mireim tishmena oznai." When my mireim, when people that are trying to do bad to me are stand up against me, tishmena oznai, then I'm going to listen to what they have to say. What does that mean? What are you listening to? So Holmes said, until a person is mashlim himself entirely, so then he's interested even in listening to what his enemies have to say. As long as his enemies still have to say something detrimental about him, say something bad about him, that means he still has what to be misakin. Because v'tzoris Hashem darki ish gam oyavav yashlimimoy. When a person is, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with what a person does, then he doesn't even have any oyavim. He doesn't have any enemies. As long as there's somebody that still has something bad to say about him, he's willing to listen. Die to listen, because there's something to be misakin. Yeah, who is he to give me teichacha? You're right. He doesn't have the shreit atzmach atchilo. But lamaisa is what to gain. Mela, even though we don't have to go around asking people for a teichacha, certainly if it comes our way. But more importantly, is what you see in a Musa Sefer. What you see in a Musa Sefer, nobody has to know. You don't have to take Musa from anybody. What you hear in a shmuz, he's talking to 800 people. And you can take one nekuda, not the whole shmuz, something which talks to you. And to see, is this something that I taka do? That's really why many people don't have a teilas from Musa often, is because they learn the Musa, but they never match it up against themselves. They're never willing to take that last step and say, where do I stand with regard to what I'm learning in the Musa Sefer? And Mamela, that's a nekuda, which is a nekuda chashuva. Some nekuda of the more English and Musa, something to see, is this something that I could, there's, even if I can't be misakin in totally, is there something that I could do to be misakin in? And I'll end with a story from Rabbi Yitzhak Grzynski, who was niftas a week and a half ago, that his father, Ravon Grzynski, was in the Kovner ghetto, and he was a mashgiach in Slabodka, and he used to give shmuz in there, and he had a bunch of talmidim that were around him, and decided, he came up, he was thinking when he was in the Kovner ghetto, what are the reasons that the Holocaust came? For what reasons? What were the averis that caused the Holocaust? And he came up with 12 different things. It's written in the Hakdamah of Teres Avrom. And he said, if I could get 10 people to be makabal on themselves, to be chazik in it, so then that's like they could save. The same way that 10 tzaddikim would have saved Sodom, we'll have 10 people that will save the entire city because of it. 10 people mischazik in it. Kitzur, he spent his whole life trying to be Mischazik. Yitzhak Grudzinski, Rav Avraham Grudzinski was killed in the Kovno ghetto, but Yitzhak Grudzinski lived for the next 76 years. He spent his whole life working on these 12 things. One of them was to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Eretz Yisrael after the war. He didn't tell anybody he was working on this except for his wife, but he's working on these 12 things. Kitzur, at one point, his wife asked him, "I don't understand. Out of the 12 things, how come one of them is not Limud HaMusar?" And he told him, "It's because those geit onzogin. You don't have to write that down because these are 12 things that a person has to be a kabbalah mitzvah. And a kabbalah without Limud HaMusar is not a kabbalah that can last. So it's a pashin that there has to be Limud HaMusar."